customary in many places that when there's a pidyon haben, the kohen returns the money to the avi haben. In fact, it's so customary that sometimes the avi haben, the father of the child, even expects to get the money back and gives it with that understanding. So the truth is that that this practice does have certain downsides, and there is what to be concerned about in such a situation. So let's start from the beginning. First of all, it should be clear that the Kohen is under no obligation whatsoever to give back the money of the Pidyon HaBen to the father of the child. Pidyon HaBen is one of the Matnos Kahuna, just like Truma, just like Challah, and others, and the Kohen has every right to keep the money. That's number one. On the other hand, if the Kohen decides of his own free will to give back the money, so he can give a gift to whoever he wants, whenever he wants. The Pidyon HaBen is accomplished, and then the Kohen decides to give a gift to the Avi HaBen, which happens to be the same amount of the Pidyon HaBen. Okay, there's nothing wrong, and there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeh Shinhei in Seif Ches. In fact, the Gemara even says, quoted there in Shulchan Aruch as well, that if a person gives a matana amanas lahachzir for the Pidyon HaBen, then that also works. That is an effective manner of performing the mitzvah. Nonetheless, the Gemara in Bechoros, Nun Aleph and Beis, tells the following incident. That Rabbi Chanina, who was a Kohen, was in the practice of returning the money to the Avi HaBen. And there was an instance when the father gave him the money, didn't give it back right away. And then the father kept on walking back and forth in front of Rabbi Chanina to get Rabbi Chanina to notice him and give him back the money. So Rabbi Chanina said to him, because you're doing this, it's clear that you only gave it with the intention that you're going to get it back. You're not yotze the mitzvah pidyon haben. Why not? After all, we said the kohen is allowed to give it back. And even if the father gives it, amatzana manas lahachzir is yotze. So there are really two ways of understanding this Gemara. There's one group of Rishonim, probably the Rambam holds this way, the Rashba, who explain, the Rav Yoh, that there's a difference between amatzana manas lahachzir on the one hand, and a nesino, which is not officially a matana manas lahachzir, but the father expects to get the money back. In a matana manas lahachzir, the kinyan is a full-fledged kinyan, and there happens to be a tanai attached. The tanai happens to be that the kohen has to give him back the money. But while the kohen has it, the kinyan is absolutely a full kinyan. If it's given without officially making it a matana manas lahachzir, it's just given with the understanding that you're about to get it back, so then that's not a full-fledged nesina at all. There's no real kinyan whatsoever, in which case, no matter what, the person has not fulfilled the mitzvah of pidyon haben. The Tosis and the Rosh probably hold a little bit differently. They claim that the problem here was that Rabbi Chanina took the money with the expectation that it was a kinyan gomor and that he could keep the money if he so desired. And the Avi HaBen, apparently, did not give it with that intention. And since they were not coming at it from the same perspective, that's why the pidyon did not work. So these are quoted in Shulchan Aruch here in Shinhei in Seif Ches. The Mechaber quotes the Lashon HaRambam, and he may very well hold like that first approach, that any time that you give it with the intention that you're about to get it back, whether you verbalize that intention or not, unless you make it a matana amanas lahachzir, use those words, so you're not yotze pidyon haben. The Ramah seems to think that the Mechaber holds like Tosis. However, the Ramah himself seems to hold like that first opinion as well that we just mentioned. So if the Avi HaBen and the Kohen are on the same page, and they both expect that the Kohen will give back the money, so then it's machlokas harishonim if you yotze pidyon haben. If they're not on the same page, the Kohen assumes that he has the right to keep the money, and the Avi HaBen assumes that he's going to get it back, then for sure one has not fulfilled the mitzvah of pidyon haben. And this is something to very much be aware of. The father of the child should give the money with the full understanding that he may not get it back. The Kohen has the right to keep it for himself. In fact, there's a tshuva of Rosh Weiss in Chelek Beis of this Shut Minchas Asher, where he writes that he's not comfortable with the common practice that people do pidyon haben with the silver coins. So he says, first of all, there's no maila to doing that. You can do pidyon haben with any kesef or shava kesef. It doesn't have to be silver, and it certainly doesn't have to be silver coins. And because the silver coins are so rare, and valuable, most of the time the Aviyah Ben doesn't have his own silver coins. He's borrowing it from somebody, in which case he's going to have to give it back. So the whole thing becomes, it becomes a mikshal in the sense that people are going to be giving the silver coins to the Kohen with the full expectation that they're going to get it back, because they have to return it to whoever the coins actually belong to. And this very, very well may prevent him from being yotzei in the midst of Pidyon HaBen. I'll just mention very, very quickly as an aside, the Shulchan Aruch here also does say, and it's based on that Tosis that we mentioned before, that the Kohen should not return the money on a regular basis, because then he's going to make other Kohanim lose out on the possibility of keeping Pidyon HaBen money. Everyone's just going to give the Pidyon HaBen money to this Kohen who always returns it. And they're going to lose out on one of the Matnos Kahuna. So the Shulchan Aruch says the Kohanim should not consistently return it. So it's interesting that the common, very common practice of the Kohanim to return the money is not in accordance with this Shulchan Aruch. The Gra here writes that that's according to Tosis. Other Rishonim disagree, but perhaps that's something to be taken into account as well.